Lachalov. Tzur daka chrushovka shenosabas Yisrael avalu lokim. Tzur daka and a chrushovka will be defined later. There are individuals who have various disfigurements of the sexual organs, as we shall see. If they married a Jewish woman and had intercourse with her, they get flogged. As it says, the Tzodaka and the Shavcha shall not come into the congregation of Hashem. They're allowed to marry a convert and a freed slave. Even a Kohen who is a Tzodaka, and ordinarily he's not allowed to marry a convert or a freed slave, he is allowed to because he is not in his state of sacredness as a Kohen. Even an Asina, that is the descendant of the seven Canaanite nations who converted, who are regular Jews not allowed to marry, or another doubtful case that are Mamzerim by because of the doubt, they are permitted to the Ptuadaka. Base all of Ptuadaka Asalava Bakal, since the Ptuadaka cannot intermarry, Agozabal and Sinam Velo Alas Vekas, they did not decree that the Nasin or the doubtful Mamzerim are forbidden. But a Ptuadaka and a Khrushchevcha is forbidden in a definite Mamzer, Sharia Surim in the Torah, that's forbidden by Torah law. Whereas a Suffolk Mamzer is forbidden only by rabbinic law, as is the Nasin or Nasina, the descendant of the Canaanites. Gimel Vezel Ptuadaka. How do we define a Ptuadaka? Kol Shenif Ptua Beitzim Shalo. If his testicles were crushed, Khrushchevcha Kol Shenichra Tagidcho. And a Khrushchevcha is someone whose penis was cut off. There are three organs which can disqualify a male. Bagid, that's the male organ, the ubabetzim, and the testicles. Bashvilin shebehem tisbashel shechva zera. And in the tubes in which the semen is formed. V'nekram chutei beitzim, they're known as the strings of the testicles. V'kem shenitzach misho shevam elo o nodach, if one of these three organs was split or crushed, at his apostle, he is disqualified. Dalet ketzat haso nitzah gid o nodach o shenichus o atara o lamalam atara apostle. If the penis was split or crushed or cut off of the atara, that's the glands, the top, in other words, or higher than the atara, in other words, lower, more towards the body. So if that was cut off, he's disqualified. V'nichas mirosh atara, if the top of the glands was cut off, v'nishtayim v'menafir k'chut asayra, even the thickness of a hair was left, muka v'chol agit, that surrounds the whole organ, kosher is kosher. Nichas agit l'malim atara k'kulmas or k'marzev kosher. If the organ was cut above the glands like a kind of pen or like a pipe, in other words, it was slanted, so there is some of the glands left, even though it comes down lower, it's kosher, since there's some of it left on top. Hey, nikav lamata matara, kosher. If there is a hole below the atara, in other words, further out from the body, it's kosher. Nikav atara atzma, if the glands itself was there's a hole in it. Im kishir keritetz shich v'zerem in anekev. If when he has a seminal emission, the semen comes out of the hole, possibly is disqualified. Nisim anekev chazal aksheru. If the hole is stopped up, then he becomes kosher again. Nikiv l'matim atara. If there was a hole on one side, below the atara, below the glands, but on the other side it comes down in the glands, then it's possible. Shatar kulam akev is because the entire glands is critical. Vav nistam shvil shech vazera v'chazadur shech vazera mishvil shemashtin ba'o reis apostle. If the tube of the semen was stopped up and he sees semen in the tube from which he urinates, then he's disqualified. Zayin echus ro beitzim o'ach smehen, if the testicles or one of them was cut off, shenivta ach smehen o shenidocha, one was crushed or split, o shechasra, or it was lacking, o shenikra, it has a hole in it, his apostle is disqualified. Nirchus ro chute veitzim o'achad o shenodach o nivtzar reis apostle. If either both or one of the tubes of the testicles were cut off or crushed, he is disqualified. if one of the tubes of the testicles has a hole in it, so that it enters into the tube of the urine, for matl mayim mishne mekomos, and he urinates from two places, mishvil mayim mishvil shech vazera, from the tube of the urine and from the tube of the semen, when he's a kosher, then he is kosher. Test called psul shemana b'din zeh kishlo hayu b'dei shemayim. All of these disqualifications that we discuss is when it wasn't natural. Like it was cut off by a person or a dog or by a thorn and the like. If he was born with the testicles or the penis damaged, or he was born without testicles at all, or he had an illness, and these organs were destroyed, or a kind of leprosy came that destroyed them. He may get married, because all of this came by the hands of heaven. You're not allowed to destroy the organs of procreation, both by man, beast, wild beast, or animal, whether kosher or not, whether in Israel or outside of Israel. Even though it says, do not do so in your land, we from the tradition we learn, that it applies in every place. The reason the Pasuk says you shouldn't do this in your land, that you shouldn't do this in Israel, whether in your own body or in the body of anyone else. Whoever castrates is flogged by Torah law anywhere, even if one castrates after there was a previous castration. Let's say somebody came and cut off the penis. Then someone else came and cut off the testicles. Onitkan, or made them unattached. And another came and cut off the tubes of the testicles. Or someone else came and crushed the penis. Someone else came and separated it. And then someone else came and cut it off. They all get flogged. Even though the last one castrated someone who had already been castrated. Now this applies both for animals, people, animals, wild beasts, and birds. One who sterilizes a female, whether it's in a person or in other varieties, is not liable. The implication is it's forbidden, but there is no liability. If one gives some kind of medicine to drink to a person or another species in order to castrate him, it's forbidden, but you don't get flogged. The woman is allowed to drink a kind of medicine that will sterilize her, so she shouldn't have children. If he tied up a person and sicked a dog or another animal on him, till he destroyed his organs, or he forced him to be in water or in snow until he also destroyed the organs of procreation, naloka, he doesn't get flogged until he actually with his hand castrates. For lakos makasmadas, however, it'd be fit to be flogged by rabbinic law. You're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to castrate one of our animals. If he took it himself and castrated it, it's permitted. If a Jew made a trick in this matter to somehow hint to the non-Jew to do it, you punish him and he must sell it to another Jew. You can sell it to anyone else, even if it's his adult son. But he can't sell it or give it to his minor son. That's not really like as if he's giving it away to someone.